The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Let's take a look at the payday matchups in the NFL on Sunday. It all starts in the Steel City on Fox. The Saints and Steelers, where the Steelers play. -1.5. The Saints are favored. 40 is the number. The Saints are god-awful. Coming off the loss and spanking at the hands of the Ravens on the Monday nighter at the Haunted House on Bourbon Street. New Orleans is 3-6, 1-2 away. I think Dennis Allen is a horrible coach. I cannot believe they continue to roll out Ginger. Your boy Andy Dalton is pathetic. You have this multi-million-dollar famous Jameis Winston healthy on the sidelines, and you don't even give him a crack at all, and you keep putting this guy out there that throws all these picks, and all he does is lose. What are you thinking, bro? The Steelers, meanwhile, 2-6 and 1-2 at home. Looks like they might get T.J. Watt back for the time being, at the very least. He's been out for several weeks. He had the partial pec tear, and then he had a knee procedure, and he's missed most of the season, and now he's back. Hopefully they'll play better at home. I literally think the Steelers can beat the Saints. That's how bad I think New Orleans is. Seattle and the Buccaneers are playing in Munich at Allianz Arena in Germany. Tampa Bay favored by 2.5. What? 45.5 is the number. How are the Buccaneers favored? They're 4-5. I guess they're favored because they got the GOAT. Tom Brady finally won a game last week with the late rally and win against the Rams at Raymond James. Now they take on a 6-3 Geno Smith-led Seahawks team that has been kicking ass and taking names. Brady has thrown for 2,500 plus, 10 TDs. But how are they going to stop Walker the third? Seattle's running back is crushing it. He's got 570 yards and 7 touchdowns, and he's been on a roll. I love the way the Seahawks have been playing. Pete Carroll's team is extremely nasty and physical. The Vikings and Bills hook up in Orchard Park at Highmark Stadium. The Bills favored by 3.5. 43.5 is the number. Obviously, that number dropped from 7 because nobody knows if Josh Allen is going to be able to play with his UCL strain and his throwing elbow. The Bills are 6-2. They're 3-0 at home. How about the Vikings? 7-1. 3-1 on the streets. Mr. Cousins has done the job for Minnesota. They're rolling away with the NFC North division. They've been fantastic. And if Allen can't go, let's say he doesn't go, how can you not want to get a piece on the Vikings here? The Lions and Bears hook up at Soldier Field in the Windy City. Detroit is 2-6. They're 0-3 away. The Bears, meanwhile, are 3-6 and 2-2 at home. Chicago favored by 3, 48.5 is the number. Goff has thrown for over 2,000 yards and 14 TDs for the Lions, who beat the Packers last week. Justin Fields rushed for 4 touchdowns on the season. He's rushed for over 600 yards himself. I think he's been throwing the ball as well. How about last week he rushed for 178 yards? I mean, I think the guy's starting to come into his own. The Bears are playing better. I can't believe how well they've done without Quinn and Roquan Smith, who they traded away at the deadline. But they're actually still solid, violent, physical, and pushing people around with their defense. The Bears going to give the Lions a good game on Sunday at Soldier Field. We'll see. The Broncos and Titans hook up in Smashville at Nissan Stadium. The Titans are 5-3. They're 2-1 at home. They're favored by 2.5, 36.5, the low total against the Broncos, who are 3-5 and 1-3 away. I have just not bought into Russell Wilson. 1,694 yards and 6 touchdowns. King Henry's rushed for 870 yards and 9 touchdowns, and they might get Tannehill back. They're coming off a deflating loss in Kansas City as Mahomes got it done in overtime for the Chiefs against the Titans. I think Tennessee is playing a lot better football than the Denver Broncos. That's all I know. The Jags and Chiefs are hooking up at Arrowhead in Kansas City, Mo. The Chiefs favored by 9.5. 50 and a hook is the number. The Jags with Goldilocks, 3-6, 1-3 on the streets. The Chiefs 3-1 at home. Mahomes has thrown for 2,600 plus and 21 touchdowns. I love the kid Travis Etienne for the Jags. He's rushed for almost 700 yards and 4 touchdowns. How is anyone going to stop Mahomes, though, and his boy Travis Kelce? Kelce's coming up on 700 yards. He's got 7 touchdowns on the season. Those two are almost unstoppable. The Browns and Dolphins play at Hard Rock down in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk, hunk, hunk. Miami's laying 3.5. 48.5 is the number. The Browns are 3-5 and 1-2 away. I am not buying Jacoby Brissett at all, particularly against this Dolphins defense that has been lighting it up. And they got better getting Chubb. And that offense with Tua is lighting it up. Tua's thrown for 1,980 yards and 15 touchdowns. Watch out for Chubb, though, for the Browns. He's creeping up on 900 yards and 10 touchdowns already on the season for Cleveland. I'm here to tell you, the Dolphins have a shot to take the Bills in the AFC East. If Allen is out at all, let's say he misses the Vikings game. Let's just say hypothetically he were to miss. Let's say he's out a couple weeks, 2, 3 weeks, maybe 4. The last time he had a UCL, he was out 4 weeks. We don't know how bad it is because McDermott and the Bills are lying about it. So let's say he's out. I say the Dolphins take over the division. And some people might say the Jets are in on that conversation as well. I like the way the Dolphins are playing. It's like Tua is throwing for 300-plus every week now and 3 touchdowns. He's just doing it. He's like Dan Marino down in Miami. Now, careful. We're not going to compare him to Marino. But he's putting up numbers similar to what Marino used to do. So let's see if Tua can take the Dolphins to the playoffs and do some damage. The Texans and Giants are playing at Snoopy in East Rutherford. The Giants are laying 4.5, 40 and a hook is the number. How can you not love the Giants? They're 6-2, 3-1 at home. Meanwhile, the lowly Texans are 1-6-1. They're 1-3 on the streets. The Giants' defense has been very tough. And Barkley is creeping up on 800 yards. He's got 5 touchdowns. Nobody's been able to stop him. Let's see what Danny Dimes and the G-Man Big Blue do against Houston at home in front of their fans on Sunday. The 4 o'clock games start off in Vegas with the Colts and Jeff Saturday. Can you even believe he got that job? He's never coached in college or the NFL. We all know he was a good lineman in the NFL. That's fine and dandy, but he's never coached. High school doesn't count, kiddies. The Colts going into Sin City to take on the lowly Raiders, who are stunningly 2-6, but they are 2-1 at home. Vegas laying 6. 42.5 is the number. The game's at Allegiant. It's inside of the Magada, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. I'll tell you what. If Carr and Adams don't start hooking up more. I mean, they had 2 touchdowns last week in Jacksonville when they puked another 17-point lead and lost to the Jaguars 27-20 stunningly. And Josh McDaniels is starting to get massive heat in Vegas. And he's getting mocked nationally as being a lousy head coach. Let's see if Carr and Adams and Jacobs has 743 yards and 6 touchdowns. Pound the rock with Jacobs and throw to Adams, throw to Renfro, and win the effing game. You've got to be kidding me that the Raiders can't beat Saturday in the Colts. The Cowboys and Packers have a little dance at Lambeau in Green Bay. The Cowboys are 6-2, 2-1 away. The Packers, all they do is lose. They're 3-6 now. 2-2 at home. Dallas favored by 5. 43 is the total. The Packers have lost 5 straight to the Giants, Jets, Commanders, Bills, and Lions. And now they got to face the Cowboys. And then after that game, they got the Titans, then the Eagles. I mean, it just does not get any easier for them. I got to be honest. I actually enjoy watching Aaron Rodgers suffer. He's thrown for 2,000 yards and 14 TDs. Jones has 600 yards on the ground, but only 1 touchdown. Watch out for CeeDee Lamb. He's got 3 TDs. Let's see if Dak can hook up with him. And word has it that they're in the lead for OBJ in Dallas. Can you imagine OBJ with a star on his helmet lighting it up for the Cowboys and Jerry Jones? All right, Cardinals and Rams. What's going to happen here? Murray's got a hammy, and Stafford's got concussion protocol. Both teams stink. They both have 3 wins. The Rams are laying 1.5. 41 is the number. The Sunday Nighters in Levi's jeans in Santa Clara. It's the Niners and Chargers in San Francisco. The Niners are laying a 7-piece. 45.5 is the number. The Chargers are 5-3, but they've been impressive. 3-1 on the road. The Niners are 500, 4-4, 2-1 at home. The Monday Nighter has the Commanders and Eagles in Philadelphia. The Eagles are laying 11. 44 is the number. Eagles 8-0. The Commanders are 4-5 and 2-2 away. There's your pain day games and a Monday Nighter.